The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The whole thing, the firing of James Comey, still is fired up. Haha, guess. See what I did there?
And
it's interesting because the Democrats had demanded his firing. And then, of course, President Trump gave them what they wanted. And now, of course, they're calling for his impeachment for doing exactly what he asked them to do, which is wild and weird and uncomfortable. Well, to talk to us about this is Andrew McCarthy. He is a contributing editor at the National Review. He's former chief assistant to the United States Attorney, in the Southern District of New York. He's also the author of Faithless Execution. Andrew McCarthy, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Glad you joined us. Now, you happen to know James Comey. He's someone that you know, that you talk to. It's not just something, you know, you're Facebook friends with. You actually really know him. Was he surprised by this? Do you think he knew that this was in the wind and it was coming?
Well, I don't want to suggest that I've talked to him in recent days because I haven't. I assume that because he was the FBI director and he has a lot better hooks than I do in what's going on in Washington, that he must have had some inkling that he wasn't exactly on the firmest ground. But at least from the coverage, it seems like he was taken at least somewhat by surprise by what happened.
Yeah. Now, in one of your pieces for the National Review, you said that this is something that Democrats would be hard to attack President Trump on because they asked for him to be fired. Are you surprised by the response from the Democrats?
Well, no, I'm not surprised by anything the Democrats do, really. I think, actually, Comey is an interesting case in point for where our politics is at in this country at this point, because, you know, the interesting thing is Comey has never changed. He's been the same guy all the way through, and you can love him or you can not love him, but he is what he is. And interestingly, if you go back to July, they basically lionized and you know, wanted to build monuments to him when he said that Mrs. Clinton shouldn't be charged. They vilified him in October when he reopened and then reclosed the investigation. They wanted to shoot him at sunrise in November when the votes got counted. And now that he's useful to resuscitating this moribund Russian collusion story where, you know, Trump apparently is to have conspired with Putin to steal the election from Hillary, you know, he's back to being, he's no longer J. Edgar Hoover, he's back to being Elliot Ness, and he's back to being a hero again. And I think, you know, in his quiet moments, I imagine that this is probably amusing to Jim, who's a very smart guy, because I think there's nothing about what he did or didn't do that changed all that much between you know, July and now. The things that have changed is that as the political winds shift and as expedience changes, we careen from, you know, Comey's a hero to Comey's a villain. And it says a lot more about our politics, I think, than it says about Comey.
I think you're absolutely right. Let me drill down on something, because you, as you say, you know this guy. You know what he's made of. Everybody seems to be making the case on the Democratic side of the equation that, Trump did this because Comey was getting too close in the investigation of Russian collusion, and he was trying, this decision to fire him is really an attempt to sort of set that investigation back a notch. If that was true, and I don't say that it is true, I just say if you buy that premise, based on what we know about Jim Comey, would you expect him to sit quietly by and say nothing?
Well, I would expect him, first of all, since President Trump, for whatever reason, interjected in the cover letter that he sent to Comey. You know, if you remember this package that they gave, that they put out, which justified the termination, had a very careful memo from the Deputy Attorney General,
right?
A cover memo relying on it from the Attorney General, and then a little short note from the President, in which the President couldn't resist saying, "And I want to thank you for three times telling me I'm not under investigation," which I think, you know, not only ran afoul of what the Justice Department was trying to do, or at least it was a diversion from it.
Right.
But it also, I think importantly, to answer your question, gives Comey an opportunity to rebut that if that's not the way he recalls it.
Right.
So I was a little bit surprised to see the President do that. And the answer to your question is no, I wouldn't. Look, Comey's a patriot.
Yes.
I don't agree with everything done here. I think he violated, you know, law enforcement protocols that are there for an important reason. And it, by the way, had he followed them, he'd still have his job today.
Well, follow me on this, if you would, because I'm trying to get to a larger point, and that is, okay, if you know that he's a guy who's not likely to sit by and suffer silently, if he believes that something untoward was happening, that the president was trying to shut down some kind of theoretical Russian investigation, if you're the president of the United States, you've got to know that about Jim Comey. Why would you then fire him unless you truly knew, as president of the United States, that you had done nothing wrong?
Well, it's an interesting question. I guess my reaction to it is that there's two different Russia investigations, right? There's the Russia investigation that anybody who has an IQ over 11 in the United States ought to be vigorously supporting. And that is that Russia is an enemy of the United States.
Right.
It's a geopolitical competitor everywhere there are American interests across the world. And we should want an aggressive investigation into what Russia is up to with respect to elections and everything else. And then there's the Comey. There is the Putin and Trump got together to steal the election from Hillary investigation, right?
Right.
Which is a fantasy that appears to have absolutely no legs to it and no evidence. And I think the convenient confusion here for the media that are pushing this is they keep talking about the Russia investigation interchangeably.
Right.
You know, the one that we should all support versus the one that's fantasy. And I'm totally convinced that there's every good reason to pursue the Russia investigation as I've defined it. But if there's evidence that Trump colluded with the Putin regime to impact the result of the election, it's really put up or shut up time. You know,
it sure
it's been
is,
nine
yeah.
months of this, and there's nothing but innuendo. So since they've leaked everything but the kitchen sink that the leaks come from, I sort of think that by now, if there were such evidence, we'd have heard it. And the silence there, to me, is a lot more telling than, you know, whatever I can read into from the silence of Comey or the statements of Comey or, you know.
Well, he's suspected to go to the Hill on Tuesday, so maybe we'll find out what's on his mind.
Yep.
All right, yep. Andrew McCarthy, thank you so much. Greatly
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.